Om Shanti. Good morning. Today 10th February 2019. Today's blessing is, may you be a soul who has all rights and transforms any situation out of your control with the power of concentration. May you be a soul who has all rights and transforms any situation out of your control with the power of concentration. Explanation is, a Brahmin, that is, a soul who has all rights, cannot be controlled by anyone else. A Brahmin, that is, a soul who has all rights, cannot be controlled by anyone else. Such a soul cannot be controlled by his weak nature or sanskars, because nature, swabhav, means to have soul consciousness feelings for the self and others. Such a soul cannot be controlled by his weak nature or sanskars, because nature, swabhav, means to have soul conscious feelings for the self and others. Therefore, you cannot be controlled by a weak nature. Your awareness of your original and eternal sanskars will easily transform your weak sanskars, anadi adi sanskars. Your awareness of your original and eternal sanskars will easily transform your weak sanskars. The power of concentration will easily transform an external situation and enable you to become set on the seat in the stage of a master. The power of concentration will easily transform an external situation and enable you to become set on the seat in the set of master. So first Baba has said, a Brahmin means a soul who has all the rights. So when we take the birth of Brahmin, only this life starting, only Baba has given all the rights. So Baba has said so a number of times that you don't want to ask me. You have all the rights to use it. And cannot be controlled by anyone else. Means like any situation out of our control. So what kind of situation we don't have control? What are those situations we don't have control over that? Both. Internal also and external also. Natural disasters, natural calamities, then death, disease, accidents, then misbehavior of others. Internally, mood of getting upset, unpredictable nature, anger, or five vices. So you don't have control over that. Uncontrolled habits, like for example, and we consider like two persons are there, A and B. They know each other for so many years. They are not like friends or anything, but they know each other many years. They know the nature or habits, daily routines, everything. And in between, new person C comes. Okay, so C also, they are behaving with C also good, both. But after some time, what they does, A starts talking about the negative nature of B to C. So C is listening. And after some time, the B is telling about the negative nature of A to C. So, and both are good with this. That relationship is good. But both are betraying or blaming each other to this C. But to each other, they are talking good. So, what does this C will do? Yes. They know each other. But after the third person comes, they started telling this. So this is a condition, cause the C can't avoid, cause A also talking good, B also talking good, behaving, having a good relationship, but they both are giving this thing. So what does the C will do? Is this a situation controllable or uncontrollable? Simple, very practical. Good. But at times, how it is controllable? How you will control that? Good. C has to be more wiser. C has to be more knowledgeable. And C can't do this, like C can't tell A that B is talking about you this. And C should not go to B and tell A is talking about this thing. So then what happens? Already the situation is going uncontrolled, both are this. If C is in a balanced mood, then the C can control any situation. And C can try to change them. They can make understand them. Yes, direct advice they won't hear because they are not in a situation to understand or hear advice, but tactfully, that is what Baba tells, knowledgeable. But in such a situation, C also requires the power of concentration, because first, if the C is stable inside, if the C is very balanced, then only the C can handle. So being balanced in the mind also requires a power of concentration. If they don't have that stability, to being stable in that concentration is not there, then the whole situation will get a mess. So this is a very simple thing. So this is how situation, this is internally or from externally, because this situation has both. Internal also we require, external situation also. Internal also we should not get disturbed, external also we should not allow the situation to get disturbed. So this is very simple. Like this, so many we get so many situations which is uncontrollable. Like we see people do stealing, like for example in office or department or anywhere they go, to friend's home or anywhere, a small thing will be there on the table or the showcase they like, and they just take it and they just go. This also we can't control their nature, because that is their habit. So at such times, what we should do? So we should keep the home, everything empty. Such time we should have good understanding, how to understand, and we can tell them, but we should know the way how to talk. So how we will get these all things? By power of concentration. Baba has said directly, your awareness of your original and eternal sanskars. So our original and eternal sanskar, everyone knows what is our original and eternal sanskars. So how to concentrate on that? For concentration, we all know the story of Krishna and Sudama. Like once Sudama and Krishna was there, and so Sudama started doing prayer, bhajans, everything. So Krishna, what he did, he climbed up the tree and he started playing his flute. So the sound was coming. So Sudama was getting disturbed. So Sudama initially what she did, okay, I'll read loudly so that he will stop playing that. So she started loudly, but still Krishna was in his mood, and he was enjoying playing that. After some time, Sudama got so much disturbed, and Sudama came to Krishna and asked, you are seeing that I am doing prayer, this thing, but still why are you disturbing this thing? So Krishna said, when I was playing the flute, I was enjoying my thing. I didn't hear your prayer or anything. I was not disturbed with your, but why are you getting disturbed with my this thing? It shows that you are not concentrated in your prayer. You are not, there is no concentration in your mind. So it's a simple thing. Whatever we do, we should concentrate on that. So how we can develop concentration? Already I think we have discussed such thing in before some class. How we can develop concentration? Yes? How we can develop, or we can improve the power of concentration? Think repeatedly about that thing. What is concentration? Good. Focus on one thing. That is what? Like removing or isolating our mind from many things and concentrating or focusing on one thing. That is concentration. First of all, we should know on which we should concentrate. and we should know on which time, which power we have to use or which virtue we have to practice. If we know that knowledge, then only this concentration will come. Blindly trying to improve the power of concentration, it won't happen. First, we should have the knowledge about the self and the others. That is what Baba said. Swabhav, our original nature, is like means to have soul conscious feelings for self and others. Soul conscious feelings means we should know about our quality nature, what is our original sanskar, not only about us, the others also. The basic knowledge we require. So we should know, like Baba has said, you should know what power you should use on what situation. Then only we can use the concentration power will increase and we can control the situation. So if we don't have that knowledge, we can't do. And when we see the worldly people, for students or anyone to concentrate on any work, they does many things. They make a planner, like day to day, this time we have to do this task, so that they will try to concentrate on that task. So they make a plan and they will try to avoid multitasking. Multitasking, like people think it's a very good quality. Of course, it's a very good quality. At times, we require that multitasking. But for success in any task, we require concentration. For in such situation, we have to avoid multitasking. Like people show that I can do many things at the same time. But if you... Yes. But if we check the success of the task, what they have performed, it won't be 100% in multitasking. Of course, it's a good quality, but when we go to the success rate, it won't be there. If your mind is calm and quiet, automatically you won't go for multitasking. But though you are doing multitasking also, if your mind is calm and quiet, you know what task to be done. You won't mess up things. But to develop concentration, it will disturb. So to develop concentration, multitasking should be avoided. And taking a break, like we already have that every hour 1 minute meditation, taking a break. So that is what, isolating our mind from many things and concentrating on one thing. So for that also we should have a pre-plan. During that 1 minute, what should I do? In the whole day, the first half of the day, what soul conscious stage or what I have to practice on this time and what. If we have a pre-plan, then only we can take a break and you can use that break for these things. And yes. Yes. Of course, in kitchens and workplaces, we do multitasking. Without multitasking, time management. Multitasking is like what? That is multitasking. In practically we do. Now also we do multitasking in some other different way. But still we should know what to concentrate and how we have to manage the time. Then we can do that. And to stay calm, select a place where you will feel the silent. You have to go in silence. Because silence, going in silence is the very basic thing to develop a power of concentration. If we go in silence and we analyze ourselves, then we will come to know where we require concentration, what we have to do, how we can practice our original nature and how we can emerge our original sanskars. So this is how we can develop the power of concentration. And we have to keep reminding ourselves our original self, original and eternal sanskars, so that we can transform the thing. So as I said, we should know the power, then work on that, concentrate on that, then only we can transform. Just having the knowledge about that also won't transform. We should use it and we should know how to transform that. And for example, like in office or anywhere we are working, outside, like this thing, increment, appraisal time is coming. So we have done a very good job or anything, but still at the time of that we don't expect what we don't get the result what we expected. So such times also the situation goes uncontrolled. The colleague who haven't done that much effort like us gets the promotion and going ahead, and we see that situation. So how we can transform that? Like, we can't go, and if you have really done a good task and if you have a proof of that, you can go and talk strongly. It doesn't mean that it's okay, it has gone, okay, we'll keep, remain silent. That is not knowledgeable. Baba has given at what situation you have to talk. You are understanding and concentrate on your power. Like, you are strong enough, you are bold enough. Baba has made us fearless. So if you have that guts to go and talk, and if you have a proof, go to the higher level and talk strongly. To use that power to being fearless also requires concentration. Because of course, but Baba has given knowledge more than politics. We are more politics than the worldly politics. Baba has given that much knowledge. So if you have done, you go and speak. Because many BKs I have observed, they remain silent. They don't have that much guts to go and speak. They will see, it's okay. They are non-BKs. They will do like that only, but we should be like this. That is not knowledgeable. In what situation you have to speak, you have to go and speak. But really, if you are not confident on yourself, leave it. And you observe the situation that they are all like one gang, means if you go, it will disturb your person, means better not to go, according to that. But if you have that, if you are determined on your action, go and speak. Yes. Yes, humility is there. I am not asking to go and fight. Of course, we will talk humbly. Yes. That's what adverse effect will come, but we should know how to transform that. That is what qualities we require, that we should develop inside that. If we concentrate on that, then we can transform the situation. Of course, adverse effect. Of course, we are humble. We won't go and fight like other people. But the way you speak, Baba, you speak short and sweet, they should feel. So, yes, royal manners. These are all our original virtues. So, being that, but still, we should not show ourselves like we are fool. Just show, make them understand. Though we can't get the promotion or anything also, but still show them that you know the situation, so that next time they will be alert with you. They won't underestimate you. If we underestimate ourselves, of course others also will underestimate. They are taking advantage on us. So the situations like this is how we should make the situation control on us. Make the people to identify you, who are you. If you are in your original state, like who am I? If you are in that stage, people will understand who are you. So like that, you should control the situation using the power of concentration, or using the right power, right quality on the right situation. This is how we should transform. So very practical, like everyone has different situations according to your daily routines, your relationships, or other jobs or anything. So this is how we have... Finally, it will win. Only truth will come out. Okay. So this is today's blessing. May you be a soul who has all rights and transforms any situation out of your control with the power of concentration. Om Shanti.